Hey everyone, my name is Dr. Michael Forstner, and welcome to the Kaleidoscope Podcast. This podcast is dedicated to anyone that's suffering with ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease or any type of GI issue. Our goal is to dive deeper into understanding things that can help us improve our GI system. So join us each week where we dive deeper into anything that can be beneficial for us. Finding a quality probiotic can be a challenge. I know firsthand. I've gone through at least a dozen different probiotics and I was never satisfied with the outcome. That changed when I found Just Thrive. Just Thrive has been an outstanding company that has put years into producing a high quality probiotic. Just Thrive probiotics are spore form and contain a patent strain called Bacillus indicus HU36. The spores in Just Thrive have been successfully used to enhance digestive health in the pharmaceutical market for over 50 years. Don't just take my word for it. There are over thousands of five-star reviews talking about how amazing Just Thrive is and how it's helped them with their gut health. For my listeners today, head on over to justthrive.com and use the promo code COLITIS to save 15% on all your orders. So sleep. This is one of those topics we've kind of talked before about, but I really want to dive deeper in this episode and just strictly talk about sleep because this is something I think most people really do not care or think about when it comes to their health. They understand that they need more sleep, but they really don't go on their way or path to figure out how to get better sleep. Now, that all being said, if you're dealing with toddlers, babies right now, this may not be possible or plausible. I totally understand. I have a six-month-old, I have a 2.5-year-old, and therefore there are nights where we're not getting positive sleep or great sleep. And I understand my wife is not getting as much sleep as I am. So again, I am grateful for that. But I do understand that there might be limiting factors. But if you do not have kids or kids that are sleeping through the night, you can definitely take advantage of that and really get better quality sleep. And that is a big word right there, the quality sleep, because you may be getting sleep throughout the night, but if you're waking up constantly, or again, you don't feel like you're getting a full night rest, it's really not the same. And there's multiple reasons for why that's happening, and which we will talk about a little bit later in this episode. But really, when you're looking at sleep, this is something that, again, you really should care about when it comes to your health, because there's been studies that people that are sleep deprived are roughly equivalent to someone that is legally drunk while driving if you haven't got the quality of sleep. And I'm pretty sure we've all been there when we only got like 2-3 hours of sleep just because something happening and then also trying to function. It's very difficult. Not only that, but your emotions go through the roof and then really you cannot control your emotions. I know this firsthand. I know when I do not get enough sleep, I am a grumpy bear, and my wife can definitely attest to that, because typically I'm usually easygoing, but if I do not get sleep, I am pretty snappy in the morning, and I'm sure other people are like that too. So again, this is going to have multiple effects, not just short-term, but long-term as well. So the reason why, and we will talk about one of the best ways to get sleep and everything, but the reason why you want to get sleep really is to, again, allow your body to recover. That is the main thing. Now, there are things that stem from that, but to allow your body to recover, because as you're going throughout the day, there are so many things that are bombarding your body and your mind with tasks, jobs, family, anything that really, again, stimulates the brain itself. You have to process that. And while you're sleeping, your brain's kind of going through this whole system of going through scrubbing what it needs to keep, what it doesn't need to keep, short-term memory, long-term memory, or even connecting dots to other things. This is why, especially for kids when they're growing up, that they need to get their sleep as well, because this is a time for their brain to really communicate with itself and therefore, again, link all these connections and therefore, again, establish these habits, these loops that really help them grow as a person. But that all being said, on top of that, it will help you again with other things. If you do not get the proper amount of sleep, you will start having a higher heart rate. You can get more migraines, headaches. You can again get all this irritation, gut health, things along those lines. Again, these are big things that your body's not able to recover because you're not getting the sleep. So how do you get better sleep? That is probably the biggest topic that most people actually ask, search on Google, and really want to know. Now, there are a few things that, again, I think most people will know and understand what they need to do. Some of these things they may not know, and other things you might think, I'm not sure if I can do that. But really, if you're able to do all these, or at least close to it, it's going to have a huge impact on your health. Now, the first one is turning off electronic devices or anything that emits blue light. Because really, when you're hitting your eyes with blue light late in the evening, it's actually stimulating your brain to think that it's more of daylight time. And therefore, again, your brain's not really coming down and getting sleepy. And therefore, again, you're going to have more energy or have this non-fatigue state where you are tired, but your brain's not really sure what's going on. And therefore, again, when you go to lay down, you're almost constantly thinking about what you should be doing, what you didn't do. And your brain keeps running. It's one of those things. So again, this will actually help your brain calm down, relax. So what you can typically do, and again, this may seem difficult because we are pretty much all attached to our phones, tablets, electronic devices, is actually read a book that's on paper. Hang out with friends. Do some puzzles, just get some tasks around the house done. And you could even listen to audiobooks or something like that, or some videos if you wanted to. But again, you're not having that blue light emitting right into your eyes, which will have a huge impact. Doing things like that, even like unwinding, stretching, will really help your brain calm down, bring it down, and really help relax it. The second thing that really is important is having the same timeline each and every night, which again may be difficult because you may go to bed every time at the same time, Monday through Friday or even Thursday. And then when the weekend rolls around, you're staying up till say 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning and waking up at different times. This itself is throwing your whole rhythm off, which again is going to be difficult for your body to regulate because it does not know the difference between a Monday and a Saturday night. It just knows your body's not going to bed when it should be. And therefore, again, it can fatigue it out and actually have more issues. So you can feel groggy that Monday morning because really you did not get the proper sleep over the weekend, which then can stem into the rest of the week. And by the time you're actually feeling good, it's already Friday and you're going to this negative loop again where you're staying up late. And therefore, again, having a set time when you go to bed is going to have a huge impact for you. Because if you go to bed every single night at the same time, around like 30 minutes beforehand, you can almost have all these habits and again, get your body ready to go into bed. Now, granted, if you're out traveling, doing things with family, this probably will not happen. And again, you will adapt in all this, but throughout the entire time, if you're able to do this, this has a huge impact. And again, I understand this sometimes can be difficult. Again, if you're hanging out with friends, but really trying to do this can have a huge benefit to your health. The other thing that I think is really beneficial is also staying slightly hydrated because you probably don't realize this, but when you're breathing, you're actually releasing water particles out of your breath, each and every breath out. And therefore, again, a lot of times people feel very dehydrated. So actually getting a little bit of water, now again, you're not slamming a full bottle of water, just like a sip or two right before bed, that should be enough to actually keep you well hydrated. And even when you wake up in the morning, you should actually drink a cup of water to, again, get some of that fluids back into your body. But this by itself, so usually will help the body stay regulated because again, when you're not having a full regulation with the water amount in your body, this can actually throw everything off. And now people will say, yeah, if I drink, I may have to go to the bathroom more. Really, the fact is your body's trying to figure out where it's at, which is why it's waking up in the middle of the night. And once you wake up, you usually feel like you have to go to the bathroom. And therefore, that's why. So doing those three things are easy things you can do. And again, anyone can really do that. Now, the other ones, which again, this is up in the air if you want to do them or not. Everyone's always different, but mouth taping. This by itself is a game changer for people. The reason why, and again, I just talked about this before, is when you're breathing, a lot of people will eventually breathe with their mouth while they're sleeping, which you're not filtering the air like you should be through your nose, which again, you have all the hair particles in there and the rest of the cavity in your nasal area really is meant to really block any foreign objects that shouldn't be in your body. And this will play a big role in actually how you sleep. So taping your mouth, which again, probably is going to seem really funky to say or even think about, but there's plenty of different companies out there. And all you're really doing is just applying a little tape to your lips, which is going to keep your mouth actually closed. By keeping it closed, you're obviously going to have to breathe some way. And therefore, again, you'll get more nasal breathing, which again, surprisingly, you'll be able to do, which may seem really weird because you might have a difficult time breathing. And if you do, you can always use a nasal strip too to help really open up your nostrils in case you're worried. But this was one of my concerns when I first started taping as well. I'm like, I'm not going to be able to breathe. But really,
my body just kind of naturally was like, you know what? That's closed. We're going to breathe in our nose. And therefore, again, it does take a little bit. But when you wake up the next morning, you definitely feel a huge and a different like effect that you're going to have more energy just because you're getting a better breathing way while you're sleeping. Therefore, again, you're almost getting more pure air, I want to say. I don't want to say it scientifically speaking, but therefore, again, your body doesn't have to working as hard. And therefore, again, that will definitely help you out. The other thing that you can always do too, which again, might be difficult for some people because they try to keep their house at a certain temperature though, and this is kind of one of those that, again, this makes more sense you're able to, is having at 60 to about 70 degrees around your house. If you can do that, having a little bit cooler when you go to bed, actually that drop in temperature will again allow your body to relax a little bit more, and therefore, again, you'll get a better quality sleep, which again, this is what you're looking for. So all those, like I said, to recap real quick, blue light, we want to avoid that before you go into bed. Having the same time from when you go to bed each and every night. Getting a little bit of water to stay hydrated. And also mouth taping and also dropping the air a little bit or making it cooler in your house are going to be the huge effects that are going to have you help and sleep better. And therefore, again, have a better outcome with your health. Now, granted, we still obviously have to do everything else. You can't just eat junk, not work out, things along those lines. Just assume if you sleep really well, you will do well. You have to incorporate all these things. But this episode was just strictly on sleep. So I hope you enjoy that. And if you do have any questions, always feel free to reach out. I'm more than happy to answer those questions. But that is all we have for you today. And if you enjoyed this episode, make sure to share it with anyone that you think will enjoy it or benefit from it. I greatly appreciate that. And I will see you in our next episode. That is a wrap for our podcast episode. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If, again, you like this episode, make sure to comment and like this and share with all your friends. It means so much when you share this information with everyone else. Again, if there's anything that you want to hear, send us an email, send us a comment. We'll definitely be happy to respond back to that and maybe talk about that topic. As always, make sure to talk to your provider first before you make any medical changes. Again, this is not meant to be something for you to change your medication or anything along those lines. You need to talk to your medical provider first before you make any changes. As always, stay healthy. We'll see you next time. The information provided is more for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare provider. This information is not to be used or relied on for any diagnostic or treatment purposes. You should not use this information for diagnosis or treatment of any health problem or as a substitute for medication or other treatments prescribed by your physician. Please consult your healthcare practitioner before embarking on a diet, fast, exercise, or supplement program. Thank you.